Test and Trace fiasco. The ringing of the cash till Serco has been awarded a lucrative £45.8 million, possibly up to £90 million, Test and Trace contract with the National Health Service, NHS. A leaked email from Serco's chief executive officer, Rupert Soames, reveals the company's desire to carve out a profitable slice of the NHS's funding cake. If it succeeds, it will go a long way in cementing the position of the private sector companies in the public sector supply chain, says Soames. But, he cautioned, there are a noisy few, who would like to see us fail, because we are private companies delivering a public service. I very much doubt that this is going to evolve smoothly, so they will have plenty of opportunity to say I told you so. Soames is right to doubt Serco's ability to run the scheme. This world-beating operation, which according to Boris Johnson should have been up and running by the 1st of June, according to its chief operating officer Tony Prestidge, previously a Santander banker, won't actually be functioning properly until towards the September or October time. Meanwhile, hardly a day passes without one of the 25,000 workers employed on the scheme expressing in media reports their frustration and disappointment over the lack of training, and not having anything to do. Soames is the brother of former Tory MP Nicholas Soames and grandson of the late Tory PM Winston Churchill. As a former member of the notorious Bullingdon Club at Oxford University, he must be used to trashing and screwing things.